Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
First, I'd like to read a scripture that is something that can inform us a bit about why is it that we do stuff out in the world. As people of faith, as Christians, as Methodists, why is it that we go out into the world and do stuff for others? And we might find a little bit of nudge, of call, in the 28th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, a section titled The Commissioning of the Disciples. So beginning with verse 16 of that chapter, the translation I'm reading is the Common English Bible. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came near and spoke to them, "I've received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go." Now I'm going to pause right there. Therefore, go. If you followed any of our general conference, that was the theme of our general conference. Therefore, go. Even in some of the difficulties we had at general conference, the impetus was we must still be out in the world. So continuing with what Jesus says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age." Now, we as United Methodists may remember that we have a history of being in the world, and it's a history that harkens back all the way into the late 18th century. The first Methodist bishop to be ordained, and John Wesley didn't want to ordain a bishop. He called him a superintendent. But really, it's the same thing. The first Methodist bishop that was ordained, I want to say 1784, was Thomas Coke. He was ordained by Wesley in England, but immediately sent to the Americas, the new American nation. Thomas Coke, when he was there, also ordained Francis Asbury. You know, two names that you might remember not only in Methodist tradition, but also if we put those names together, you get the name of the Methodist bookstore, Cokesbury, right? Good. Maybe you didn't know that. Good. But one of the things that Coke was especially passionate about was missions. And among his first actions as a bishop, sorry, superintendent, was to begin creating missions, sending people into other parts of the world. And in fact, years later when Coke died, he was on his way to Sri Lanka to participate in mission work and mission opportunities. This is our Wesleyan history. We have an image, I think, of the ordination of, it's the ordination of Asbury, but standing there in the front with the back, in a black robe, with his hand on Asbury's head. That's Thomas Coke. And then we have another image of Methodist missions today. So if we go to that image, we'll see a global map. And if you see every single point on that map are places where Methodists are in mission today. Do you see the importance of Methodist mission today? We're going to start by hearing from some of our youth. We have Jacob and Sonia and Jana and Joey, who have all participated in the Sierra Service Project this year. You heard me talk a little bit about what the Sierra Service Project is, so we're going to start with Jacob and just hear a little bit about some of your experiences.
All right, so I've been going to SSP for 5 years now, how long I've been with this church, and it's obviously been a very valuable experience every time. It's 20 hours for a week straight of community service that's unlike other service opportunities that I get. You know, it's not a beach cleanup, it's not some 5K run in San Diego, it's a completely different nature of project, and so I'm really fortunate to have this opportunity. But I think the most important part about SSP that might be overlooked sometimes is the perspective that it gives you. I've been to 5 different places now. I've been to Coors Gold, which is right outside Yosemite, on a Native American reservation. Susanville, also near a Native American reservation. I've also been to downtown LA and Watts community, Stockton, and this year Smith River. And each of those sites has a unique story that you don't hear in the news. And that's the important part about SSP, is that there are things that you won't hear in the news that really need talking about. And this is a way for us youth to know about that stuff and to maybe make a difference in the long run. So it's more than just 20 hours of community service. I'm taking something back each year. And sometimes it's really subtle. For example, the school that we stayed at, that we were sleeping at in Smith River, had an attendance chart, show attendance percentages. And that only happens in areas where, you know, students are perhaps not motivated, or not motivated because of their communities not doing as well. And so that's the kind of stuff that we see at SSP. Sometimes it's bigger picture and more obvious. For example, we've seen the huge homeless community in Mormon Slough in Stockton area. It's full of trash and old fire remnants. And then these people have nowhere else to go, and so they live in this abandoned area that's very vulnerable to fire and also violence and drug use. And so we cleaned up a little bit over there. We also went through South LA's homeless community that just, they line up the streets, and it's like nothing you've ever seen in your life, but that's not necessarily on the news. We don't necessarily get to see it, and especially as young children, that's the kind of stuff that we don't see, and that SSP gives us a bigger perspective on that. Also, for the Native American reservations, a big part of that I learned, I was overhearing conversations between some of the tribe members and our counselors there, was that these people were in this position, in this unfortunate economic position and social position, not only because of how our government treats them and has treated them in the past, but also because of tribe corruption and tribe embezzlement. And these are problems that we don't necessarily see, and the government doesn't talk about, whether it's because they regard them as sovereign nations or because they don't want to deal with it. But those are the kinds of things that we experience at SSP that give me sort of a new light to what we're looking at and how this world is. And you also must remember that all these problems that I've talked about are in California, and they're not around the world. They're not in, you know, Africa. They're not some far-off thing. They're right here. And so that's what SSP gives me.
During my time at SSP, I've learned that giving compassion to others through service allows us to receive that same compassion. Our commitment to service gives us invaluable experiences by letting us strengthen other communities while receiving their gratitude. This year, my work group assisted in helping paint Grace Church in City Heights. I was especially grateful to paint a church, knowing that church has always been an essential part of my personal life. In this way, I could become a greater part of other people's personal lives. While we were working, we would interact with the children from daycare and passersby, witnessing their delighted reactions to the new paint color. I was so privileged to be a part of their lives and to see their appreciation for this project. It was especially beautiful watching the children enjoy the work and smile at our work, because even though they did not entirely understand the flawed condition of the church and the repairs needed, they were still so thankful for our efforts. It was very meaningful working on a project in San Diego, because it made my knowledge of all of our current issues much more relevant. When we had finished painting our side of the church, I felt just as complete as the project was. Knowing of my contributions filled a hole within me that I never knew really existed. We were working in a fairly rundown area where homes were not in the best condition, but all of the community still had pride in their homes, and they had faith in our work, which was really beautiful to see. Even though we had helped paint their church and contributed to their causes, the community had given us so much more. People often look at service as a very tedious practice, which is an unfortunate thing because it offers us so much that we aren't aware of. I believe we've given a promise to God that we will not only dedicate our lives to God's unconditional love, but that we will live it out through action. God has blessed us with unending love, and it's truly incredible that God has also given us these countless opportunities to share it with others. SSP has evidence for me that service cultivates a constant exchange of healing love that affects both the giver and receiver. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm a better writer than I am a speaker, so bear with me. Okay. SSP has always been a place for peace, a place I could leave all of my issues behind and have an amazing week of service and fun. This year, it was different. I decided to go as an individual camper to the SSP site in San Diego, with only me, high hopes, and my best friend, Sonia. Not only am I eternally grateful that she was by my side through this, I'm also so happy to call her my best friend. Without her, I'm not exactly sure how I would have gotten through the week. While I was there, I did have some incredible and exciting experiences. It might not sound that fun to you all, but I got to sand and prime a 150 some odd foot fence, which is actually pretty exciting to me. I did this at Wesley United Methodist. There was this ministry there that served meals to anyone that showed up. I had the opportunity to take about half of my workday on the last day to participate in making and serving a meal. I met some wonderful and kind people while serving them. Aside from my work group, I made friends that I'm sure I will never forget. Although I had an emotionally testing week, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Okay, so now the emotionally testing part. After almost a full day had gone by, I realized that I felt really lonely. There was a pit in my stomach that wouldn't necessarily go away. Throughout the week, even surrounded by people, I felt alone. It didn't occur to me until after I got home that I had grown so much in mental strength, independence, self-love, and willingness to be alone. Before I went on SSP this year, I was very dependent on others for my happiness, love, and company. Now I feel I'm almost happier being alone. This taught me that even in the seemingly darkest situations, there is still so much light to be found, and that's an absolutely beautiful thing.
I went to SSP with Jacob at Smith River this year, and this is the, excuse me, just came back from camp, so voice is a little, but this is the first time I've gone to senior high SSP. I've gone to junior high 3 times. It was a little different for me. I think the week was, it's a 1 day longer for junior high, or for senior high than junior high, so that was a little bit different for me, but the biggest thing that I always take away from SSP is the community that, like, you impact and that you join. Because you meet so many people from other parts of California and even sometimes other states, and the connections that you make with other people around there is just something that you can't really describe and that you just have to go and do, and I find that's the most rewarding thing about SSP. This year, my group helped build a porch for a ramp porch for a lady that had MS, and her husband have no kids. And by the end of the week, it almost felt like we were their kids. Like they were treating us like we had grown up with them, and that it was just something that you can only get at a place like SSP, and it's something that I truly think is really special. That's what I take away from SSP. Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to invite you all just to stand up and let's show our appreciation. You may notice that when it comes to SSP, there are two kinds of people. There are the kind that wear chucks and the kind that wear sandals. Not only did these four fine young persons participate in two different SSP groups this year, we have a group. Dee is with Devin Rhodes, Cameron Rhodes, and Andrew Kuhn at SSP as we speak out in Saley, Arizona. So this congregation has sent a number of folks, young persons specifically, out into the world to make a difference. And there are so many ways that so many of us do that, whether it's the Guatemala Mission Project, whether it's SSP, whether it's our own Project Grace, our Wednesday Night Ministries. There are so many ways that we as Methodists have an effect on our communities and the world around us, and it's a beautiful thing to see. It's a beautiful thing to participate in. I'm going to do a benediction while you guys are up here, and then you guys are free to go. When you go, I'll ask if you don't mind just putting your chairs back down here. But I also would ask, would you guys join me at the end of the service at the back so people can greet you as well? Would you guys do that? Excellent. I suppose we'll just do a prayer and not a benediction because it's not the end of the service yet. Is that okay? Good. Holy and gracious God, we are grateful for those in our midst who have done the good work of serving our communities. And we're grateful for those who are absent from us now because they are doing the good work of serving communities. Let us continue to be a people who work to change the world. Let us continue to work to be a people who continue to build God's kingdom here on earth. Thank you, God, for the strength, for the call, for the drive, for the support that you give. Amen. Gracious God, we're grateful for the opportunity to be in community, to be in connection with one another. We're grateful for the support that we receive from one another, that we give to one another, the celebrations and for the offering of strength and love. We come to you lifting up the prayers of your people this day. Holy God, we lift up all these things and any that have been left unsaid. As we join together in the prayer taught to us by your Son, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.